4 years.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit what it's like to be now officially adopted?
It's very relaxing. Like in foster care, it's always stressful and you have to follow a lot of rules, and it's hard because you can't actually act like a teenager. And now that I'm adopted, I have more freedom and I'm definitely trusted more. So that's a plus.
But is it kind of weird having an adopted family or parents?
I mean, it all depends because how long you've known them. Like my parents that just adopted me, they were my first foster parents when I came into foster care. And I started going on home visits almost a year ago. So I've been around them a lot and it took some getting used to, but it was good.
Do you have any siblings? Blood siblings?
I have a twin sister. And then on my father's side, I have two younger brothers and a younger sister and an older brother.
Oh, how about now? You got any step-siblings now that you're adopted?
Yes, I have a four-year-old sister who was also adopted. Her name is Kaya. And my adoptive father's has a son from his first marriage.
Blood siblings?
I actually don't ever see any from my father's side, but I see my twin sister monthly, at least 2 times a month.
And I met your twin sister before.
Yeah.
She's nice. Do you still love your real parents?
I mean, it's unconditional love, but as far as respect goes, I've lost everything, so.
Could you tell our audience what the adoption process is like?
It's very long, and it's a lot of paperwork. Before you can even think about adoption, you have to be in the foster home for at least 3 months, mm-hmm. and then you have to talk to a therapist and get their approval, and they have to send a paper to the court saying that you can be adopted and it's the best thing for you. And it's a lot of process of paperwork and finding out when the judge is available, and it takes at least 6 months to a year.
So do you mind sharing some of your experiences in foster care with our audience?
It depends on what.
Well, give some experiences, some memorable experience that you liked, that you disliked, that it was just something that you just can't forget or something. Anything you feel comfortable with sharing with the audience.
Well, with my foster parents, they make me feel like I'm their own, and it makes me happy, and it makes me feel like an actual person, and I guess that's just one of the best things.
And on what date were you adopted?
December 21st, 2011.
So that had to be a great Christmas present.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what you told me. It was the best Christmas present anybody could ever ask for.
Besides my laptop.
So we got a song to let you guys listen to. It's kind of old. It's Christina Aguilera, and it's beautiful.
Words can't bring me down, no, no. so bring me down today.
So I did a little research, and I wanted to know what the exact definition of adoption and foster care is. And the exact definition of the word adopt is legally taking care of another's child and bringing it up as one's own. And the definition of foster care is supervised care for delinquents or neglected children, usually in a residential facility, a group home, or a substitute home. And I got a couple more questions for you, Asia. How close are you to your sister?
We're extremely close. I tell her everything. I can talk to her about everything. I trust her. And we're, like, always together.
And your sister got adopted as well, right?
Yep, same day.
Same day. has your sister ever gone through any troubles with being in foster care or being adopted as well?
Well, it certainly was very difficult because of all of her medical conditions. They had to find, like, foster homes with backgrounds of, like, nursing or doctors and stuff like that. So it definitely was hard finding a home for her to stay in. And she was in and out of the hospital a lot, so it definitely affected how she socially was and everything.
So would you mind sharing any experiences with the process of being adopted or going through foster care that kind of upset you?
Well, in foster care, it's always supervision, like 24 hours, mm-hmm. and it's all ages. But one of the things that really got to me this past 4 years is being trusted to be able to go out and act like a teenager and hang out with my friends and everything. And it's like, you have to earn everything. Like, you can't just be like, oh, well, I did my chores. Can I go spend the night at my friend's house? Or I cleaned my room, so can I go hang out? It's everything has to be supervised. They have to know the address and the phone number and the name of the person that you're going to. And if you want to sleep over, then you have to have, like, they have to be fingerprinted and cleared through the state. And it's just, like, irritating because you try and keep everything a secret because being in foster care is not really something to be proud of, but it's also not something to be ashamed of. So you just kind of put it to the side. And when you want to, like, do stuff like that, it's just very stressful.
And to me, this kind of sounds like there's a similarity between this and being in a juvenile delinquent home.
Those are very, very bad.
But is it very similar to that?
Well, I was in a group home, and it's very different, but same sometimes. Like, when you're in a group home, you're in a home with 10 other girls, and you can't leave to go anywhere, and you're expected to do things at a certain time, and you have set times and days where you're supposed to be doing something, and it's basically like an orphanage. And it sucks a lot.
Do you mind telling the listeners how many group homes you've been in?
When I was 11, I was in a Parsons group home called the Healy House. But it was only for like 3 weeks. And then last year, I was in the group home, the Ankrum group home, for about a year and a month.
So you've kind of gone all over the place.
Yeah.
And you probably met new people along the way.
Yeah, but I learned not to, like, really let it faze me because people come and go all the time. And especially being in, like, group homes and foster care, you learn not to really trust anybody, which is kind of sad, but that's how it has to be.
Well, if people come and go through this whole life process, who's stuck beside you the whole entire way?
Well, my whole life, I would have to say my sister. My sister is my everything. Like I said earlier, I can tell her everything. I trust her. And she's the only one that's been here through thick and thin mm-hmm. since we were born. But since I've been in foster care, I've been seeing a therapist, and I see her every week. And she's definitely someone who has changed my life.
So Do you think there should be some changes to the whole process of being in foster care, in between being foster care and being adopted, or just with the whole process? Do you think there should be some changes with it to make it a little bit easier?
I mean, I understand why there's so many supervised responsibilities, because when you're in foster care, you no longer belong to your parents, your birth parents. You now belong to the state. Like Columbia right. County DSS is your legal guardian. So everything that you have to do has to go through them first. So it's like they don't want to get in trouble for something that happened to you. Like, say you were walking down the street and you get hit by a car. Well, the foster parents should have been with you. They should have been supervising you. And then it's all on the state.
All right. So we got another song, and it's called Midnight City, and it's by M83.
Oh,
That was a nice song.
I enjoyed it.
So, do you still want to have contact with your family? Your real family?
I mean, I do miss, like, my cousins and everything because I haven't talked to them in so long. But as far as, like, my father-wise, I didn't meet him till I was 9, and I really had no contact my whole life. So I truly don't really care about him. But my mom, I definitely still want to talk to her, and I feel bad for her because of all the things that she's been through, and I know it's not tough. I know it really is tough seeing your children going through foster care and having all these struggles, but on the same time, I don't know if she worries about us or if she thinks what we think or what we've been through, but definitely want to be there for her.
Could you let us all know what your dreams are now that you're adopted and you're free and you can just go crazy?
I mean, even when I wasn't adopted, I still had dreams of, or whatever you want to call it, going to college and pursuing the career that I've always wanted. But now that I'm adopted, I have more freedom to, like, go do stuff, like, simple as going to the library and researching.
So goals that you set when you were younger, do you still have those goals?
Oh, of course. Definitely.
That's good. And could you give some encouraging advice to anybody that's listening if they're going through any of these troubles?
Yeah, well, when you're in foster care, the biggest thing, no matter what, you have to stay strong. I don't know how else to explain it. Like, no matter what you're going through, there's always going to be somebody there for you, and you just need to stay focused and concentrate and do what's best for you. Most of them is schoolwork and finding a job and taking care of themselves and keeping up with their health. But yeah, just stay strong and everything will be okay.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you, Asia, for being on the show today.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate this. And all you listeners, feel free to tune in next week, same time, same day, for a different show. And it will be a new year. So tell us what some of your New Year's resolutions are. Resolutions.
Yeah, you got it.
Go ahead and tell us some of them. And who knows? If put it on Facebook, we'll put you on the air maybe. So we got a song to wrap up today, and it's Johnny Cash with Hurt.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.
This is Eli.
This is Esme.
This is Esme.